Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. You have no doubt been flooded by year-end best-of list, best music, best movies, best memes. But we here at the Brian Lehrer Show do one year-end best-of and only one, and it's our annual best photo of 2013 that's sitting on your cell phone, and we have the 10 best. We're going to go over them with Olivier Laurent of the British Journal of Photography. He selected his 10 favorites out of almost 500. He's also the editor of the new phone photo journal, FLTR. That's the phone photo journal, FLTR. Olivia, you were on 1 week ago to help us kick off the project. Now you've looked through all 500 submissions. Are your eyes hurting?
There were a lot of photographs, but it wasn't easy to get down to the best 10, but I'm all right.
So we're going to go through a few of them that we have time for, and we have some of the photographers on the line. So I want to talk with you first, Olivier, about the first photo. It's of a young woman, a cow, and a bouquet of flowers. You can check this out at WNYC.org. It was submitted by Tamar Ashtat-Bari. And Tamar joins us now. Hello, Tamar.
Hi.
Hi, and you're joining us from Jerusalem?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. So first, just describe this photo that you submitted to WNYC. What's happening here?
Okay, so basically, my friend Zoe and I, she has a country house upstate in New York, and we had gone to a farm that day to pick berries, but then we saw that there were flowers to pick, too. So we got carried away and picked a lot of flowers. Then we saw a petting farm with a cow, and next thing you know, the cow is trying to eat Zoya's flowers, and the cow's tongue was maybe the longest tongue I've ever seen, so I just took out my phone and snapped a shot. The colors are really beautiful, too. You know, the flowers with the landscape of upstate New York behind it. It was a great moment.
And is that you in the photo, or is that your friend?
No, it's my friend.
And Olivier, what drew you to this particular photo, other than this perfect timing of the cow's tongue popping out?
Yeah, it's all about the timing in this case, but also the expression of the friend on the photo, and also the cow trying to eat the flowers. And it tells a short story, basically. That's what I was looking for in these images. I was looking for a story, a photograph that says something, basically, and this one was perfect.
And really eye-popping colors here, Tamar. I have a question for your technique. Did you use a filter in this cell phone photo?
I edited the photo. I don't really remember.
It's totally
what
allowed.
Was,
it's totally allowed in the Brian Lehrer Show cell phone photo contest. So
good. I'm glad.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for submitting your picture. Again,
thank
you can see all these photos at WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show page. Let's move on to the second photo. This is slide number 2 in our slideshow. It's a pile of toys sitting against a wall in a Goodwill store. And we're joined by the photographer Holly Faison. She took the picture at her local Goodwill in New Jersey. Hi, Holly.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I described this as a pile of toys against a wall in a Goodwill store, but can you describe the way it's composed? It's really a quite beautiful photo.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. You know, certain images, they just hit me, and I like to go out and photograph the unusual, and, you know, I saw them all discarded here, and I thought, you know, there was just something about it. It was both, you know, playful and fun, but yet bittersweet and sad that they were all just sitting here alone, you know, just waiting for somebody, and that they were also positioned outside the fitting rooms, and I didn't think too much about it. I just knew that there was something in the image, and I came home and I worked on it just a little bit, cropped it, and boosted the color. And then I realized, well, they're just misfits sitting there. So that's pretty much the story of it. But it is, you know, during the holiday season, I guess you'd say it is a little bit of my statement about, you know, the endless cycle of consumerism. So there you have it.
Yeah, you really see it. It's a stark white wall that says fitting rooms in all caps at the top, stark tile underneath the piles of toys, and just this pile to the left of the photograph of different boxes full of toys. Olivier, what did you like about this particular photo?
That's exactly what you just said. It's the fact that you have this white wall with a very simple composition, fitting rooms written on the wall, and then all these very colorful toys discarded, and it's perfect also for the Christmas season. It just says something.
That's right. Well, Holly, thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for submitting your photo.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
You too. Let's move to photo number 3 in this slideshow, and we'll meet another photographer, Lizzie Ford Madrid. She took photo number 3. Are you there, Lizzie?
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Welcome and congratulations. So describe the photo you submitted to WNYC.
Well, it was taken on the 6th train in the Bronx, and it's of an African-American man reading a newspaper. And the headline is a quote from Mayor Bloomberg in which he said, "We stopped too many whites," in response to criticism to stop his stop and frisk policy. And I took it while sitting across from the man, and I was just kind of wondering what he was thinking about while reading the newspaper with that, you know, story in it.
There's also some interesting shadows going on. Can you describe what's happening with the light in the photograph?
Yes, it was. We were above ground on the train, and like there was some very beautiful light. But I did bring it into Instagram and kind of bumped up the shadow, like the highlight and contrast, so that his face was a little bit obscured.
Hey, you can't actually see his face very well, but you see very clearly the big white letters on the front of the newspaper and Bloomberg's face. Olivier, what stood out to you about this photograph?
It's a very news photo. It's a kind of photo that you could see published in newspapers, because the way it's composed, the fact that you see the man's face is hidden by a shadow, so it could be anyone, and the focus, like the readers, the first thing they look at is too many white written on the front page of the newspaper. Next to it, you have the black hand holding that newspaper, and it's just, like, in terms of news message, it's perfect.
And Olivia, I have to ask you, I mean, this is a story that we have just been totally into here at the Brian Lehrer Show and in New York City, the stop and frisk, the back and forth between the mayor, the NYPD, the voters of New York City. Were you aware of that narrative when you selected this photograph, or is it just the particular photo that stuck out to you?
I was aware of the narrative, yes.
Okay.
So
Lizzie
it made sense, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful photograph. Lizzie Ford Madrid, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And now onto photo number 4, the most romantic photo in our slideshow, the sunset shot taken by Will Adamy. It's slide 4 of 10 in our slideshow of the top 10 photos of 2013 taken by your cell phones. Will, are you there?
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me.
So this is so romantic. What's happening in this photograph?
Unfortunately, that's actually not a couple, but actors. I was doing a music video shoot with a couple friends for a friend of mine, Ming Curry, who does a bunch of instrumental stuff, and we just wanted to go with a theme of what the song made us feel, and it was just kind of like a road trippy, trying to find freedom tone to it, and we just drove around Burbank and found a perfect hill to shoot the sunset, which we were aiming to shoot in the golden hour. And once we found that hill and the trees aligned perfectly, we did some time lapse, and it gave me the opportunity to actually do some stills instead of video. And I was able to capture that perfectly with the sun in between the two people.
So the most romantic photo in the top 10 cell phone photos for the Brian Lehrer Show is not actually a couple. We so want them to be a couple. They're just actors.
But they are good friends. They know each other well. And yes, they're not a couple. they did the job really well, and they're very close. And
they're quite good actors. I mean, what's happening? The shot, for those who aren't able to go to WNYC.org and click on the Brian Lehrer Show page and see this particular photograph in the slideshow, it's two shadows sitting on a guardrail overlooking a beautiful vista. There's a lone tree kind of popping up over the horizon, and then between their heads, you actually see the sunset. You see the light of the sun between them just glowing through at you. And I like to even think that it's in the shape of a heart, Will.
I would too.
Olivier, what did you like about photo number four?
It's exactly what you said again. Like it's really the timing of the shot, the fact that the sun is between the two shadows, and you believe it's a couple that's just having a quiet time away from everyone else, and it's just beautiful.
And the time lapse, Will, is that what allowed you to? How did the time lapse allow you to get this shot of a sunset? How can we emulate this with our cell phones at home?
Oh no, I had a separate camera doing that, so it basically gave me time to, you know, do some stills of our shoot with my phone, which most of the time I had a camera in my hand, a better quality camera than my phone. And then once I was set up on a tripod, I was able to snap a bunch of shots from my phone. And obviously there were some without the sun in between them, but I think that was the best shot.
Thank you for submitting it to WNYC. Will Adamy, winner number four of the top 10 photos of 2013 taken by your cell phones. Olivier, I want to ask you, we don't have time to go through all of the top 10, but I understand number 9 is one of your favorites. This is the one with the sneakers at the top of the frame. Can you describe the photograph?
So you have this kid that's on a swing. It looks like a swing, and he's just like, the picture is captured while he's in the air with his father behind, probably just pushed him in the air. And you can, between his sneakers, you can see his face, like the way the camera is positioned. It's just the alignment is just perfect, and the joy that you see on the kid's face is excellent. And, like, that was something I was looking for as well, the emotion, something that said, a photo that said something about photographers, but also about the people that were in the photos.
And one quick question before you go. You think any of these cell phone photos could make it into the British Journal of Photography?
I'm sure a couple could, yes.
Well, that's great news. Listeners, you are great cell phone photographers. Thank you for submitting your photos. You can see the slideshow at WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show page. Olivier Laurent of the British Journal of Photography, thank you for helping us judge.
Thanks for you.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer.